conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
Well, we continue the conversation on the talking point. Let's get straight into our Citizens Corner then. Advocate Busiswe Mkhwebane, a Member of Parliament of the Economic Freedom Fighters. Advocate Mkhwebane, good morning to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Katie. Good morning to the listeners of SAFM. Thank you for inviting EFF to this engagement.
Let's firstly talk about the state of the party going into the May 29 elections. How would you describe it?
I would say, you know, as the party, we are ready to govern. I must indicate, I'm saying that because the communities we are engaging, Kathy, are very much receptive. They are ready for the EFF to, you know, take them out of this mess of which was created by the current ANC government. The people are just so welcoming. But then I must indicate that as well, we have governed in other parts of the country, like Eguruleni, like KZN, Ekuthekwini. And Kathy, I must say that we've achieved a lot as the EFF within those areas where we have been actively given the power to govern. People must not forget that we are not in government yet. And if we are able to change the lives of the community in Eguruleni, Ethekwini, and Nongoma, where we have the deputy mayor, you would see that we will do more if we can be given 5 years to govern this country.
Yeah, look, I guess, if we're to take a look at the likes of Eguruleni and Ethekwini, those might not necessarily be shining examples, right? Just, you know, over the last couple of months, of course, we have had residents of Ethekwini complaining about what they say is a deteriorating state of service delivery. Of course, exacerbated in one instance by the strike that took place there. But nonetheless, residents of Ethekwini have not been happy about the state of that municipality for some time. And then, of course, there's Eguruleni, where we can talk about the instability in that particular municipality. The irony, of course, becomes that Eguruleni has for a long time actually, you know, been governed under coalition and coalition agreement. But things seem to have changed quite dramatically following the previous local government elections.
You know, I must indicate, Kathy, that I've mentioned those examples because in Ethekwini, as you'd know as well, it's a coalition government. And at Ethekwini, it's the EFF which made sure that we force the municipality or the council to pass a motion for the discontinuation of all contracts with their KPMG. I would know the credibility of KPMG. We are the ones who made sure that the monies which were returned to National Treasury, around 1.2 billion, that money is not taken back by National Treasury, but that money is kept within the municipality, Kathy, to make sure that we improve on service delivery. Again, we are failed by the very same accounting officer of that municipality, which is your municipal manager. And I mean, remember, it's led by the same ANC, the mayor. We will try our level best to bring sense in the municipalities where we are able to contribute. I must indicate that that's where it's very much important for the public and the EFF voters to know that if they give us enough numbers for us to control the municipalities fully, then we will be able to do more, because currently there would be projects which we are proposing which are not approved by the municipalities. Ekurhuleni, Kathy, I mean the EFF with a number of MMCs which are there. Yes, it's a government of unity, or it's various parties. But then where we are able to control the mandate of the various of that municipality, remember we've managed to make sure that the EFF has connected or has amended the indigenous policy of the city to increase the threshold for the beneficiaries from 250 to 500,000. The EFF has made sure that under the leadership of MMC Dunga, they achieved an unqualified audit. The EFF has also made sure that at Ekurhuleni, there's two main new reservoirs which were able to supply water, Gwatema naseBinoni. I mean, it's a lot of them. There's a rollout of libraries in Ekurhuleni. It's the EFF which made sure that all those who are owing the city, especially for electricity, they've introduced the Siyacima Manje, Namhlanje campaign. The EFF has reopened the Rietfontein and Jag landfill sites after they were closed for a period of a year without operating. So there is a number of achievements, Kathy, which the EFF government, given the responsibility which we have done to change the lives of Ekurhuleni community.
I'm curious to know how you ascribe the credit for some of the things that you've mentioned and projects that you've mentioned, as being as a result of the EFF.
Thank you for that, Kathy. I've mentioned the MMCs who are responsible for those areas. I mean, we have the MMC who's responsible for issues of finance. We have the MMC who's responsible for sanitation and water services. I mean,
All right.
you've
So
seen complaints which have been lodged. We have the
effectively,
speaker as well, who's a member, the speaker from EFF. And remember, the role of the speaker, Kathy, is also that they have to hold the executive to account. They have to make sure that they have petitions process where they listen to members of the public, they speedily resolve those issues, or
All right.
make
So,
sure they follow
Advocate
up with the
Mkhwebane,
executive.
so basically what you're ascribing as the success of the EFF is these MMCs who are in those portfolios who are doing their jobs. So it's part of their mandate. It's part of what they're supposed to be doing.
Thank you. Yes, that's definitely that, because
Okay.
we cannot
All right.
have people appoint and they don't do their responsibilities, and they have to make sure that in the process they implement the EFF policies.
Yeah, sure, but we can't really praise for fish for swimming now, can we? I suppose the broader
We
issue
can do
around.
that, Kathy, because in South Africa, unfortunately, we have very bad service delivery. And I mean, if you go around all other municipalities, Tshwane is a disaster. So if you then can see that if we can also be in power in Tshwane, we can do wonders for the community of Tshwane, communities of Buffalo City, and all other municipalities.
Let's talk about your approach to coalition governments. Much of what we see around how you enter into a coalition agreements is that, there often is not really a clear commitment that informs your coalition framework. What is the thinking of the party when you go into coalitions, and I guess we can use the local government, because that's where it has existed, to give us ideas of what could possibly happen at a national level.
Coalition governments, it's indeed a challenge which the country is facing, and but unfortunately, that's the future. And which is the best future? The president of the EFF, CIC Malema, has spoken about that a number of times, that if there's no framework, and indeed it's not a question that we enter into some agreement like the moonshot, where the DA has drafted the moonshot and they are then compelling those parties they are in working with to toe the line. In this
Well, I
instance,
don't think
Cathy.
that's fair. I don't think that's fair. The parties that have been part of the Moonshot Pact, some of which we've interviewed on this show, have said that they've been equal contributors to that pact. So it's not fair to say that they're being told to toe the line if the parties themselves are saying that's not the case.
All right. Let's leave those parties aside. The issue of the parties, or when we have the current setup in various municipalities, coalition government, Kathy, would make sure that we have 360-degree monitoring and holding those who are in power to account. I mean, it doesn't mean that when you are the ANC, for instance, or the DA in Tshwane, you have the power, but that power is dependent on other parties. If you are not delivering the services, or if you are not delivering to the benefit of the public, then you can be removed at any time. You wouldn't have a situation where people are just sitting on their laurels. They are not delivering any services. And if you have coalition government as well, other parties will then submit motions for those motions to be adopted by council, those motions which are also policies of those parties, like the EFF, various motions which we've submitted to the city of Ekurhuleni, and they were adopted in KwaNongoma. The Andries Tatane cleaning campaign was adopted. So that's what the coalition governments do. Because on the positive side, it benefits the public. You don't have a situation where people are always complaining that we voted for the ANC or we voted for the DA, but there's no service delivery. There's nothing which is happening. So if you are failing to deliver service, the other parties then would have to vote you, or would have then to decide to remove you from running that particular municipality or that department. And then we have another fresh idea, fresh blood, who'd run that particular
So
department.
I want to come to the issue of motions of no confidence in a moment, because of course there has been research that has found that actually more often than not, motions of no confidence in councils, particularly where they're coalition governments, are used quite frivolously, and it's not always an indication of the fact that the person who's the incumbent, who's being moved out of their position, is not necessarily delivering on their duty or responsibility. But I just want to understand what, from a party perspective, is the framework that informs the EFF's decision making when it comes to entering into coalitions.
The CIC has spoken about that, Kathy. I think let's not dwell much into it.
No,
He has indicated we don't enter into any agreements. It's a working relationship. If you work with us, you implement the policies which empower and benefit the public. Definitely, we will work with you. But then, if you are not doing that, then we move to the next person. We work with that person. The main aim is to make sure that we change the lives of the South Africa, of the South Africans. Those people's lives are at the center of our policy.
Sure,
So that's the key issue.
but what does that mean? So practically, right, if voters of the EFF would want to have some kind of idea of how would the EFF approach the probability of coalitions needing to be formed at a national level, what then? Because we know that we have entered it into what is largely uncharted territory potentially if the projections that have put the ANC below 50% are anything to go by. It would be uncharted territory. But there is a level of certainty that political parties can bring into it. When you tell the electorate, this is what you can expect from us. So, yes, that you will work with parties that are open and willing to work with you. But what would be underpinning that decision making? Is it values? And if it's values, what are those values? Is it about positions? Because as you've said, your CIC recently posted on X that while, your party would be willing to enter into a coalition with the ANC if Floyd Chivambu was made the Minister of Finance. So is then the framework for the party around positions, the trading around who gets to sit where?
Definitely no. Definitely no. As the EFF, and we've repeated, and the CIC repeated several times, our driving focus will be the values and the seven cardinal pillars of the organization. Those seven cardinal pillars, we are very much grounded on them. Because if you are a party currently after the elections, after 29 May 2024, you don't want to hear anything about expropriation of land without compensation, the nationalization of strategic assets like your mining, the banks, and all those, and the issue of free, quality, decolonized education, free healthcare, and the issues relating to the in governance, free from corruption, and the issue of building state capacity. Therefore, we cannot negotiate and we can't work with that kind of a party. If you allow us to implement our policies, then definitely we can talk with any other party, we can work with any other party. That's what the position of the EFF is not about positions. And I think that was also taken out of context because the CIC was explaining to JJ what the party is intending to do. We are not planning for failure, Kathy. We are planning to be a party which will be in government, and the CIC will be the president of the country. And, you know, those questions are coming forth, responding to them, giving examples doesn't mean the party is just concerned about positions. Definitely no.
So one of the conversations that has been taking place, Advocate Mkhwebane, is really around how to bring stability and maturity when it comes to coalition governments and how they've been functioning. Because you have a lot of residents that really are left disadvantaged by the high levels of instability. The EFF has, you know, came out of the local government elections as a kingmaker in really important metros. And so the fact that there is more, perhaps, than a part of what you have said, that I'm really looking for in terms of understanding where the thinking of the party around coalitions is. But we'll continue the conversation in a moment. We're talking to Advocate Busiswe Mkhwebane. She's an MP for the Economic Freedom Fighters. It's 10:30, time for the latest news headlines.
The Talking Point with Kathy Motlhatlana, weekdays 9 a.m. till midday.
We continue the conversation on the Talking Point Citizens Corner. We're joined by the EFF's Advocate Busiswe Mkhwebane. She's an MP for the Economic Freedom Fighters. So, Advocate Mkhwebane, perhaps just to wrap up then this conversation around coalition governments, can we expect that the same pattern and trends that the EFF has followed in pursuing coalition governments or agreements at a local level, that is what you will do at a national level?
Let me clarify this again. There's no agreement which the EFF enters into. The EFF is not after positions of being kingmakers and all those. We are striving to receive majority to be in government and lead. But then in cases where we have to work with other parties, that's what will happen because we cannot just sit with the party, Kathy, which is mediocre, which is not delivering services, which is not performing. Our focus is the community and its own service delivery,
Of course,
purely
part
that.
yeah,
So
of course, part of the
any
slant.
party which will not be delivering the services to the poor and the marginalized, and I think that's at the core. I was listening to the recordings earlier, and people are concerned about service delivery. So that's our focus, Kathy, and that's what we are doing. And I mean, I've given you examples
Sure,
of what we've done.
but part of what we've also seen, where there's a toss up. Yes, you might say that you don't want to be the kingmaker. The reality is that it's the position that you have found yourself in, and given the options of the DA and the ANC, more and more the EFF seems to be slanting towards situations that give governance to the ANC.
You know, Kathy, it's because I indicated earlier that any party we are working with, if you implement our policies, definitely we will work with you. Then it means if we are working with the ANC more, it's because it's to the benefit of the public, you know, because possibly DA is not concerned about service delivery, is not willing to change the lives of the South Africans. So that's purely based on that.
So,
And
if you
if we
believe the
have to
ANC is willing to
make sure that
change,
governance is delivered.
so if you believe that the ANC is willing to change the lives of South Africans above what members of the opposition are at this point, why then contest against the ANC?
The ANC is the worst
No,
ever,
they can't be
Kathy.
that. They can't be that
People
bad if you're still
were
giving them
lied
positions of
to
power.
about that. Remember, your question was, why work with the ANC? That's the
Yes.
current situation we find ourselves because they are in government already and they are failing to deliver services. And where we are working with them, we tell them, we will work with you if you do the following, if you are implementing our policies.
So, Advocate Mhlabane.
We will definitely make sure that the ANC is removed because they are continuously lying. They are being used as a weapon to continuously keep the people of South Africa to be oppressed.
I
I
guess
mean, we've seen
the point that I'm
that.
making, Advocate
Their
Mhlabane,
failures are a lot, Kathy, in the past 30 years.
the point is that it's not that there are no other alternatives to the governance structures, including at a local level, right? Because if the ANC does not have the majority, it means that if the opposition all worked together, there could well be an opportunity to have mayors that are in position that are not ANC mayors, right? That opportunity is there. But the EFF is not going with that opportunity of taking the ANC out. It's opting for the opportunity of keeping the ANC in, and that's what I'm trying to understand.
It's not true, Kathy, what you are saying. And I mean, you're just making a wrong assumption. Kathy, if the ANC, like in the city of Ekurhuleni currently, the voters voted for the ANC, but they didn't allow them to have a 50 plus one majority. Therefore, in situations where we can make sure that we have a mayor or we have the MMCs who are indeed working for the public. Because remember, the current administration in the municipalities, People of South Africa voted for them. They gave them the opportunity to govern, but they are failing to govern. And in situations where we see, I mean, like for instance, in the city of Joburg, remember when Mashaba was the mayor and the EFF had to say, we will give you the position to be the mayor, SDA, on condition that you insource the following workers, like your security and your cleaners. What was the intention of the EFF? And in all what we do, is the people who are marginalized, is the poor, and that's what we will continue to do. If we don't have the 50 plus majority, Kathy, we will work with any organization which will make sure that our policies per the manifesto, the best ever manifesto which we've issued, which is smart, which is having time frames and all the details.
All right.
Therefore, we will work with that particular party.
Advocate Mkhwebane, in which province are you hoping to have the strongest showing?
We are very much confident that Gauteng we will be the best, actually in all the provinces, Kathy.
No,
But let
Advocate
me say, definitely,
Look,
that's what we are
there is
working
what
towards.
yeah there
Why
is
must
there,
we
there
work for
Advocate
failure,
Mkhwebane,
Kathy?
Advocate Mkhwebane, there is realistically, there is what you hope for as a party, and then there's also what are party political trends in South Africa, right? And following then, if all things remain the same, right, and your wish doesn't come true, and the trends politically continue, then perhaps let's look at it from that framework. Yes, I know you're planning on being the best in every province, but if that doesn't happen, which provinces are you anticipating you will have a strong showing in?
Since you say that, and you mustn't come back and say, Khwebane says they won't be strong in other provinces. But then, according to the Ipsos, which was done, Kathy, the EFF will be having a number of, well, a strong presence in the following provinces. We have Gauteng. We have Mpumalanga was also one of those provinces. We have Limpopo, we have Free State, KZN, not just mentioning in a number of how many do we have. But then that's how hard we are working, Kathy, and that's our plan and our wish to have those numbers. But Gauteng, KZN, Western Cape, it's about 11%. Maybe if I can mention to
You
you what Ipsos said.
of course would have your work cut out for you in KZN. You've got the IFP. Yes, the EFF has shown some growth if we look at some of the by-elections that have taken place since the local government elections. But you've got the IFP that has been growing there. You've got the DA, you've got the ANC, and then you've got the newly launched Umkhonto weSizwe party. So there's tough contestation in KZN.
Yes, I agree with you there. But hence I was saying, according to the research now, because we will wait for Ipsos to issue their research after the introduction of MK for us to see where we are standing. But before then, Gauteng, we were leading, and KZN, it was 17% before MK, and the next one was Western Cape, 11%. And Eastern Cape was 12%, Mpumalanga it was 10%, Limpopo 9%. So with the introduction of the MK party, we hope that we won't be far off, Kathy, because
But it
I
sounds like
think
you
our
are
president has
expecting.
indicated as well that after the elections, we will be working a lot with the parties which are on the left. the parties which are not belonging to Moonshot.
So it does sound like you are anticipating a situation where the MK party could well be eating your lunch in KZN and perhaps some of
Not
the
at
other
all.
provinces.
Not at all. I mean, KZN, for instance, the MK will be eating a lot, hopefully, from the ANC and the IFP, because some people were no longer even voting because they felt left out, or they didn't even want to vote for the ANC and the IFP. So, with the introduction of the MK, it will eat a lot from those parties, not from the EFF.
Would you enter into a coalition with the MK party?
The president, CIC Malema, has already answered that, indicated that indeed we will engage the MK party if the need arises, especially to make sure that we remove corrupt government of the ANC, the DA, which is also lying and
Well, the
perpetuating.
EFF was the EFF was also part of the campaign to get the former president removed from parliament, removed out of office because it said he was corrupt too. These are statements that have been made by your leader too. So when did he stop being corrupt?
Well, Kathy, that has not yet been taken to court where he was found guilty. But at the end of the day, remember, he was indeed removed because of the evidence which the party had and the evidence which the party believed in. And remember now, he's the member of another party
Yes,
and
but what
he'll be
has changed your
competing for
mind?
another party.
But what has
Remember,
changed the party's
Kathy?
mind?
There's a lot which changes in politics. Things change over and over. And at the end of the day,
But what has
now, we
changed
need to
it?
do work.
Advocate Mkhwebane, what has changed the party's position?
It's realizing that, you know what, possibly under his administration, besides the allegations which he's still facing, there is a lot of service delivery which took place, and people's lives were better off compared to the current ANC of Ramaphosa.
So at this point, you're willing to work with him in spite of that.
You know what, Kathy? Besides only that, remember, it's MK is not President Zuma. MK is a political party. Indeed, if their policies are policies which are in a way aligned to the policies of the EFF, and we will make sure that using their numbers, we are changing the lives of South Africans. Because at the center here, again, it's not about the positions and the issue of who is having what, Kathy. At the center is whether we are changing the lives of the South Africans.
Okay.
If MK's manifesto and policies is focusing on expropriation of land without compensation, free and quality decolonized education, you know, those are the parties we will work with.
Okay.
Free healthcare, which is quality, and I mean, that's what we are focusing on
All
more
right.
than anything which, unfortunately, is being perpetuated by the media most of the time, because it's like people are just after positions.
Okay, Advocate Mkhwebane, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. I'm bringing in our listeners into this conversation. I'm going to ask everybody, please try and keep it as short as possible so that we give an opportunity to as many people as possible. In Soweto, Stephen, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Advocate. Hello?
Advocate Mkhwebane, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Yes,
Am
can
I
you
audible?
hear our listener, Stephen?
I do. I
Okay,
do.
wonderful.
Yes, advocate. One question under your profession as an advocate, right? Section 88 of the Constitution of South Africa says a president cannot actually serve more than 2 terms. Number two, the recommended CIC, though I don't know what does that mean. CIC's vice president, that is Fred Shibambo, does he still have student accommodation? And is he still have that? Remember in the past what he did, he actually evicted the students that couldn't pay, and it wasn't actually the student, but the NSFAS. Thanks for the opportunity, Casey, and the advocate.
Okay, Stephen. Bule, you're in Matlosana. Good morning.
And how are you, advocate?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, good. Look, I think the answer that you try to be political on it when you, Casey, ask you a question. What has changed from Jacob Zuma? He was called a constitutional delinquency by your president, and your president said he must go and rot in jail. The EFF brought a motion of no confidence. EFF said he's a corrupt leader to the core. The EFF in parliament disrupted his honor several times. They couldn't even allow him to speak, and they were chased out. And they said the only person who must leave parliament is Jacob Zuma. It was all there in the media. We had a public protector by then. So Zuma, now he's with another party. Now he has prepared, not literally, but you are prepared to go to bed with him. Two, is DA that give, is EFF that give DA power in Tshwane and other metros, calling DA a racist at times, but they said that the better devil. And when you look at the policies of the AU...
Okay, please wrap it up for me, Bule.
Let me wrap up. EFF, their negotiations, they are saying this or nothing. And you don't negotiate in that way. It's all about EFF, not about other parties. This or nothing. It's not going to work that way.
Okay.
You must be prepared to bargain and negotiate.
All right.
That's my submission.
A pro, you're in Parktown. Good morning.
Hello, how are you, Kathy?
Good, thank you. Go for it.
Yeah, advocate, how are you? You know, Kathy. Okay, Kathy. I want to ask advocate one question. I am the really member of the Economic Freedom Fighters. I understand that in our intention, we don't want to work with the ANC. We run away from the ANC because we hate them. They are corrupt. We want to remove them. To support the advocate there with that question of the guy who said, hey, Zuma, what, and Zuma this. Yeah, even Jacob Zuma, but the more we remove him in precedent, we were working with the ANC where it matters. That doesn't matter that here you must say Zuma this, Zuma is this. I said to advocate, go there and represent us with the dignity. We want to remove the corrupt ANC government. Thank you, advocate, and Kathim Tatan.
All right, thank you very much. Mike, you're in Newlands. Good morning.
Good morning, advocate. Two questions. First of all, about 7 years ago, Malema promised to build a private school. He said if you didn't build it in 5 years, then don't vote for us, and because we're incapable of staying in as a party. So must I still vote? Because I understand the school has not been built. And then the second thing is, we haven't got to the bottom of the Floyd Shibambo affair. The Supreme Court ruled against Floyd Shibambo and his brother Brian, and there was a direct link found that the money stolen from the VBS bank did go to Floyd Shibambo's brother Brian, and Floyd Shibambo admitted buying a brand new, I think it was a Land Rover or something, a car. Now, we've never heard the end of that, and with corruption being the number one issue other than unemployment in our country, how are we going to put this one to bed? If you want me to vote for the EFF, we need conclusive proof that the money that was stolen, admittedly, by the EFF, and they've admitted to that, is returned to the poor and the homeless that was stolen from originally.
Okay.
Thanks so
much, all right, Katie. Mike, thanks. Mawande in the Eastern Cape, good morning.
Morning. Thanks, Ms. Kate. Quick two questions. I know that the EFF is an organization that has accommodated people with disabilities in their list together with Action SA, only those two parties. I wanted to ask to the advocate, what percentage have they given to the people who are going to be representative to the National Assembly and provincial legislatures as people with disabilities, the first question. Then the second question, there is a judgment by the Western Cape High Court in regard to Floyd Shivambo since he was found by Ethics Committee in Parliament that he was unlawfully benefited from VBS, and then he takes that decision to the Western Cape High Court. And the Western Cape High Court agreed with Ethics Committee in Parliament to say Floyd has unlawfully benefited from VBS. What kind of an action that the EFF is going to take against Floyd Shivambo? Because now it's no longer allegations.
Okay.
It's by court. Thank you.
Thanks for that question. Advocate Mkhwebane.
Thank you, Kathy, for the questions which people have asked. I would want to indicate that, you know, Kathy, the way the government and the politics works, again, at the center of our intention as EFF is to make sure that the people are at the center of everything which we are doing. If we have to work with any political party and any person, we will make sure that the policies of the EFF are implemented. Those policies which I've mentioned earlier, the issue of expropriation of land without compensation, that will be done. The issue of nationalizing all strategic sectors of the economy, that will be done.
Okay.
The issue of
Advocate Mkhwebane, apologies for interjecting. Just a note to say we don't have much time left. So if you can just go directly to the answers for our listeners, please.
That's why I'm saying, Kathy, we will work with any leader and any person. As long as that leader, including MK, including the President Zuma, that will be done. And secondly, the issue of Section 88 of the Constitution, that also needs an interpretation, which if willing, the National Assembly, if they don't want, let's say the MK party wins and the current president wants to be the president because there's somebody who said Section 88 provides for the president not serving more than two terms as the president of the country, which I was still going to that particular section. But then at the end of the day, that's for the court to interpret that, and that's for them to indicate whether is it the same party or if the person is coming back as a president of another party. That one I wouldn't comment more on. And the issue of Shivambu having been, Shivambu having been found or removing student and all those, I don't know where does that come in, because the Deputy President Shivambu was never in government, was never in NSFAS. The only thing we as EFF is our intervention, meeting with President, with the Minister Blade Nzimande, being concerned about the start of the school season and the issue of NSFAS and them continuing to use those companies which were appointed unlawfully, and that they must pay the monies on time. So I don't know which court said Shivambu acted unlawfully as far as the issue of NSFAS is concerned. So on the issue of the private school, the president, CIC Malema, spoke about that, that indeed the site has been procured. They are at the stages of finalizing all the necessary issues. And I think the mention of that issue of building of a private school was dependent on the resources, and it's private resources. If the organization cannot procure enough resources, surely the process will take time to do. You know, you speak as if the president promised that in our manifesto, and now we are in government, we are having the enough resources as government to be providing those services. So I think he answered it not long ago and indicated that that is the situation. The issue of Brian Shivambu and the brother, it was a key issue which was taken to court, as it has been mentioned now. And when it was deliberated in parliament, we didn't agree with the way the Ethics Committee was dealing with the matter, because if it was a loan from a family member, which is not mentioned in the relevant legislation dealing with the declarations, now if the Western Cape High Court has agreed with the outcome, which the current deputy president still have an opportunity to appeal that. And I must indicate that within the organization, EFF, we do have a policy dealing with how as members of EFF need to conduct themselves. That is within the organizational process, which will be dealt with. And remember,
all right, if Advocate Mkhwebane, we are completely out of time. We are completely out of time. I've got to go to the latest news headlines. Thank you so much for coming onto our Citizens Corner for this morning. It's just after 11 o'clock.